Next is a progress note on Mary Coyne, C-O-Y-N-E, Mary, M-A-R-Y. The date was January 13th, 2022. The place was Lodge of Durand, assisted living. Check of history. Mrs. Coyne was seen regarding increased leg swelling period. She's bothered by this, and it's been present to some extent for a year and may have worsened recently, period. The slight discomfort, period. And there is tenderness of both legs, period. She is bothered by tenderness over the calf muscles, but she also has tenderness over many muscles, including the popliteal area, the trapezius, and the thighs, period. In fact, she screamed with slight touch, and she even screamed when having her blood pressure checked, period. She gets periodic outbursts of screaming at night and other times, period. Sometimes that is distressing to other residents, period. New paragraph, Ms. Coyne has history of pulmonary fibrosis, and she gets short of breath with exertion, but she's not too short of breath at rest, period. She has been on Bumex 1 milligram daily for the edema, period. The edema is not extreme, period. She has COPD also, and this is baseline, and she does get inhalers, period. Her hypertension is controlled, and there's no headache, chest pain, or cardiac symptoms, other new symptoms, period. Review of system is negative for any chest pain, shortness, with nausea, abdominal pain, or other specific complaints. Comparative examination, she's not acutely distressed or ill appearing. Blood pressure was 135 over 72. Pulse was 92, respiratory rate was 18, head and neck was unremarkable, lungs had diminished breath sounds and occasional crackles in the bases, cardiovascular, normal S1 is 2, no gallop, no murmur, she has a systolic murmur 2 out of 6, abdomen is soft and not tender. Musculoskeletal, she has diffuse tenderness over many muscle groups, including the calf, biceps, popliteal area, trapezius, and thigh, period. There's no acute joint inflammation, period. Paragraph. Assessment on plan one. Mrs. Coyne has edema, but it's not enough to increase the Bumex to 1 milligram daily, period. Two, she's bothered by nasal congestion and wishes to continue saline spray, but she complains that she's not getting enough, period. It is ordered PRN up to every 2 hours if needed. My masculine was scheduled to ID and continue the PRN, period. I will add Flonase nasal spray, 2 sprays in each nostril daily, period. In paragraph, she has evidence of possible fibromyalgia, the way she complains of pain over the muscles, out of proportion to any deformities, and she's very tender, so I'll start Lyrica 25 milligrams twice a day, period. She may have ulcerative neuropathy, period. Four, she has COPD as well as pulmonary fibrosis, and I will continue Symbicort 80-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day, plus albuterol, 2 puffs every 6 hours if needed, period. Four, she has hyperthyroidism, I will continue levothyroxine 75 micrograms daily, period. Six, she has dementia. Now can eat adapazole 5 milligrams daily. And for mood disturbance and behaviors, I'll continue Depakote 250 milligrams twice a day. Plus Seroquel 25 milligrams twice a day, period. Overall, I'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.